It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Hello to your beautiful throat throbbler. It's Crystal Rosas back with another episode of Crystal's Nightcap. Tonight, Justin Bieber's pastor got fired from his church for cheating on his wife. Kylie Jenner got dragged for posting makeup during the election. And Aunt Becky is miserable in jail. You know where she's at? She's in Dublin, California.
Sit back, relax. It's Crystal's Nightcap.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Happy. Oh my goodness, it is Friday. TGIF, thank goodness. I feel like this has been the longest week ever. But I'm happy that we're here. I'm happy that we made it. How are we doing? Are we good, y'all? Sis, are you good? Kings, are you good? I know there's a lot of anxiety going around right now, but don't worry. I'm here to try to, I was going to say make it better, but I don't know if I'm going to make it a little better. But I have been trying to bring topics that aren't super political and stuff because I know we all get bombarded about that every day. And I just want this to be a little getaway for y'all. So I'm hoping that you're enjoying these podcasts. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you are enjoying them, please subscribe. If you haven't, I don't know if we're going to have to tussle or throw hands for you to subscribe, but please do it. Share the podcast with your friends if you're liking it. I'm live on the radio Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight on Wild 94.9 here in San Francisco or on the free iHeartRadio app. We added a station, you guys. I can now be heard on the weekends in Greensboro, North Carolina. Do I know where that is? Have I been there? Absolutely not. But I'm so excited and happy and thankful and blessed to have picked up a station out there. So thank you for that, all y'all in North Carolina. Let me know if you're listening from North Carolina. I will personally give you a shout out. Let me know on socials on everything. I'm at La Crystal Rosas. We have our own Instagram, and it's Crystal's Nightcap. So all the stuff that I just don't feel comfortable posting on my regular IG, I throw it on there. So go at it if you haven't. We're almost at 1,000 followers. Yes. Oh, look at us. A ver qué más. I put out weekly vlogs on YouTube, and this week I turned myself into the YouTuber Jojo Siwa, and I went out in public and I got recognized and people asked to take pictures and it was so fun. And I won $500 in a Halloween costume twerk contest. So go watch that video. It's up lacrystalrosas.com. All the stories and more that I don't get today will be up on the site as well. Lacrystalrosas.com. A ver, a ver, a ver. Now let's see what my dad's up to.
Did you say Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
And that was Dua Lipa, Break My Heart. Wild 94.9, the best station in the Bay Area.
Yes, Papi, bring that energy. I need that today. You know, she's going to be performing at our Wild 94.9 Jingle Ball presented by Capital One.
Oh, my God. I don't even know how she looks like.
Well, she's really pretty, and you're going to be able to watch her because this year it's a virtual show, Thursday, December 10th.
Virtual. Okay, so I guess we're not going, right?
Well, yeah, because of COVID, we can't physically go, but everyone can watch it at CWTV.com, and it's going to be live here on Wild 94.9.
That's perfect. Sounds good.
It is. Yep, I'm excited too, Papi. Shawn Mendes is going to be there, Harry Styles, like I said, Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, Doja Cat, and more. Who are you most excited to see?
Shawn Mendes, bring him in. Why not?
Oh my gosh, you're too much. If you guys want to see what my dad looks like, he's all over my socials. I'm at La Crystal Rosas. It's Wild 94.9. My dad's lit. Anyways, yes, you heard that right. Our Wild 94.9 Jingle Ball presented by Capital One is actually going to be a virtual event this year, Thursday, December 10th. You can watch it on CWTV.com or, of course, live here on Wild 94.9. The lineup is sick. Harry Styles, Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, Shawn Mendes, Doja Cat, Sam Smith, Louis Capaldi, and more are going to be announced. So you're definitely not going to want to miss this virtual event. I'm kind of sad that Jingle Ball isn't like non-virtual this year, but of course, COVID. So we got to make do what we got. Okay, I'm still really excited about the show. Now we're going to head into Sharing the Chisme. This segment is where I talk about celebrity news, what's going viral and trending, and we're getting into it right meow.
Yo, have Have you seen this?
Did she just?
No. Really?
Oh my God, look at this.
I can't believe it.
We're sharing the chisme.
We sharing the chisme.
Yes, he is. Oh, this chisme is good. And I kind of feel bad. Like, I feel bad about this whole situation because it's, like, very awkward. It has to do with Justin Bieber's pastor. I've never talked about him before on the podcast. His name is Carl Lentz. And I remember years ago, I want to say maybe 3 or 4 years ago, Justin Bieber was getting very close to this pastor in the LA area. And the pastor was part of this big church, and Justin Bieber would go to the church all the time, and this pastor was fine, like hella fine, and the pastor had a whole family, a wife and beautiful kids. And the awkward part is that the pastor recently got fired. He got fired from the church that he has been preaching at for years, and the reason is, I mean, I feel bad even reporting about this news because I feel bad for the wife and for the family, but I got to do what I got to do. This is my job. So unfortunately, the pastor was unfaithful to his wife. I don't know exactly if he got caught or if he fessed up to it, but the cat was let out of the bag. Is that how you say it? I don't know these like English like terms and phrases that y'all be using. The cat was let out of the hammock, and unfortunately, he had to post on Instagram today that he left the church or got fired from the church because of it. Now, it's a lengthy post. I actually have it up at lacrystalrosas.com if you want to read the whole thing. But I do have to say, through this awful situation that him and his family is in, because obviously he's very public. He has how many followers? Like 600K? Yeah, that's a lot. He has 600K followers. His wife and kids are known. He's done hella interviews and was very famous for working closely with Justin Bieber on his spiritual journey. I thought it was very brave of him to be honest in his Instagram post. And basically, he's saying that leading the church has been an honor. And when you accept the calling of being a pastor, you must live in such a way that honors the mandate, that it honors the church, and that it honors God. When that does not happen, a change needs to be made and has been made in this case to ensure that standard is upheld. Laura and I have had an amazing children, have given all that we can to serve and build this church. And over the years, I did not do an adequate job of protecting my own spirit, refilling my own soul, and reaching out for the readily available help that is available. When you lead out of an empty place, you make choices that have real and painful consequences. He says, I was unfaithful in my marriage, the most important relationship in my life, and held accountable for that. This failure is on me and me alone, and I take full responsibility for my actions. I now begin a journey of rebuilding trust with my wife, Laura, and my children, and taking real time to work on and heal my own life and seek out the help that I need. He says he's really sorry for breaking the trust and for the people that he's served, and of course for his family, that he's going to keep working and keep growing for forgiveness. And he is saying, like, thanks to the pastors that have allowed him to lead, and thanks to everyone's grace and kindness, especially in this season. And yeah, like I feel really bad. Like, oh my, like should I be feeling bad for a cheater? I mean, at the end of the day, like, we are all humans. Like, we all make terrible, terrible mistakes. No matter what it is, like, we're all not perfect. Even pastors who preach are not perfect. And I think I like tweeted, because I'd be tweeting these articles that I post, right? And I was like, I thought I was cute. I was like, this is a prime example of, you know, what happens if you don't practice what you preach. And I'm over here laughing about it. But this is, you know, serious. This is a family matter. His kids are young. His wife is beautiful and has been through it by his side for, like, everything. And this just sucks for the whole family. I feel really, really bad. And, yeah, I mean, this is just interesting because this is someone that Justin Bieber worked really hard with for years to, like I said, grow his spirituality. This is people, Justin Bieber put people on to him, right? And someone that you see, you know, every Sunday up preaching the word of God, but then behind closed doors isn't living it. It just goes to show that we are all human. We do all make mistakes. Some mistakes are in the public eye. Some mistakes to others are grander than others. And I'm not here to like diminish the effects of cheating and adultery because it really does ruin families. I at one point was very critical of people that cheat on or get cheated on. I remember when, you know, years ago, we all found out that Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. I was like, Beyonce, what are you doing, sis? Like, how dare you? Like, how dare you set that example for all of us that it is okay to get back with a cheater? However, I think that everyone has the right to do what they want to do with their lives and with their families and with their marriages. Everyone has the right to make mistakes. And people have the right to deal with consequences of the mistakes or, you know, put up with whatever they need, they feel the need to put up with. I am very thankful that during my dating experiences, it's been 10 years that I've been dating. Yeah, since I was like 15, I've been dating. 11 years, if we want to be exact. I'm not 25, I'm 26. But I haven't had the feeling of getting cheated on before. I don't know if I've been cheated on because we never really know. You know, we could have been cheated on. They could have been doing a really good job of hiding it. But up until now, like, I have never had receipts and proof that I've gotten cheated on. And that's something that I'm very lucky about. And I'm crossing my fingers that it never happens, knock on wood. But it definitely happens to everyone. It happens to boys. It happens to girls. It happens to Beyoncés. It happens to the wives of pastors. It happens to husbands. I'm trying to think if there was, like, a famous, like, man that got cheated on by his wife. I can't really think of anyone off the top of my head. Can you? Hit me in the DMs. Hit me on Snapchat at like Crystal Rosas if you can think of a famous couple where the woman got caught cheating on the man. I can't really think of any. Maybe because it's more taboo. And maybe it does happen, but because of like social stigmas, you know, of pride of men, things like this kind of get slid under the rug and we don't really hear about it as much. I'm sure like it's happened with big couples, major couples, but I can't really think of any off the top of my head. But yeah, ultimately getting cheated on and cheating is awful. And I do kind of joke about it a lot on Instagram. And I think that has to do with a lot of my own insecurities, but cheating is not okay. And I think that as adults or just as good people, instead of resulting to cheating, we should definitely have open conversations with our partners about what is lacking on either side of a relationship. And I know that's very easier than said because a lot of relationships are very complex, especially when it comes to families. But I have made a vow to myself that if I'm going to get into a relationship with someone going forward, I am going to be very honest and upfront about my needs and my feelings. And I wouldn't want to put someone's heart in jeopardy and break their heart. So I've definitely been working on being open and honest with the, you know, dating life that I am on this journey on. So yeah, that's my situation. That's what I have to say about that. I think that everyone makes mistakes. I think that people do have a past and it is okay to learn from it and grow from it. I really did respect his apology a lot on Instagram. Like, I thought that was really well written, and I think he did well with that. And yeah, that's how I feel. What do you think about the situation? You know where to find me on everything. I'm at La Crystal Rosas. All right, did you guys see that yesterday and the day before Kylie Jenner was getting dragged because she was promoting her her makeup collection collab with her sister on her Twitter and on her Instagram? She posted, "Happy birthday, sister. The Kendall collection restocks tomorrow at 9 a.m. PST for the last time, including signed PR kits only on KylieCosmetics.com. And people were just not it. They were not about it. They were angry. Kylie, we love you, but not the time. Did you really just tweet about your business? IDK, if you're aware, but there is an election going on tonight. Girl, read the gone darn room for once."
I also saw this one tweet, and I'm not gonna lie, like I definitely identified with this tweet the most out of all of the haterage. One person wrote, "Why the heck are y'all freaking out? People can't cast a vote and shop in the same 24-hour period." Roll my eyes. It's like, yes, duh. We have been in the middle of an election, you know, for the past few weeks. And yes, it's very important. And I was even encouraging all you guys to go out and vote as much as you can. But that doesn't mean that the billionaire can't be out here making her billions. Like, billionaires still make to make their billions. Brand deals are still happening. Promotions are still happening. Like, I am baffled. I feel like anything Kylie does, people just want to just drag. And it's like, no one else gets as much hate as Kylie Jenner. Like, you can't stop the world and your life because of an election. Like, can you? What do you think? Do you think I'm just like totally off? Do you think I'm like just not relatable at all to what's happening here? I don't know. Like, yeah, sure. If I had like a post that I had to post on Instagram, like a brand deal post or something, I would say, maybe can we switch it to the day after or the day, not even the day before, like maybe the day after, right? But again, I'm not Kylie Jenner. Like, I don't have a multi-million dollar business, billion dollar business that I am promoting. And also it's Kendall's birthday. Like, y'all know how I feel about birthdays. I would say that I had a birthday on the birthday weekend of COVID. Like, I did not let my party stop. So, and if it was my best friend's birthday, if it was my dad's birthday, if it was my mom's birthday, I would be out there making it their best birthday ever as well. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like this was tricky because, yes, it was election day. It also was Kendall's birthday. And then a lot of people were dragging Kendall Jenner for having a party. Again, like, people keep treating the Kardashians like they are one of us. Like, they are a normal civilian like us. Like, they are not. They grew up in Beverly Hills with, you know, a lawyer dad and a beautiful mogul, future mogul mom. Like, the Kardashians don't live in the regular real world that we live in. So it's just funny to me when I see people trying to like hold them accountable for not thinking like a normal person. They are not normal. Like, they are regular people. Like, they go through regular people things, but they don't live in a regular people world. They are millionaires and she's a billionaire. So it's just like, I saw her pushing to vote. Like, I saw all the Kardashians pushing to vote. It's still Kendall's birthday. You know, like, I don't know. I know some people might hate me for thinking this and like always trying to defend the Kardashians, but it's just like, they are not normal like you and I. Like, they're not in a regular tax bracket. They are the 0.01% of the world, and we can't drag them as if they're not. We can't act like their head isn't in the clouds because it is. And yeah, you know, sure, we can hold people accountable for things if we want to, or call people out if we want to. But this whole like cancel culture of people that are just not living the everyday life like us, they have a different lifestyle. And it just, I'm just like, people are always trying to look for reasons to hate on them. I don't see that same energy on other influencers, actors, celebrities, reality stars. And that's kind of my point. Is that I always see them getting dragged so hard, but I don't see that same energy for everyone else that's out here doing the exact same things. I see so many people having parties. I see so many people doing this and that and not wearing masks. And it's just like, come on, y'all. Like, you don't think that all the Kardashians can have a 30-minute COVID test? Like, they're not like us. Like, they don't have to sign up on a website and wait for a COVID test for 2 weeks, to take a COVID test for 2 weeks. Like, That's not the lifestyle they live. So I just don't like it when people are holding them accountable like that. Like, they are. They're not really one of us. Like, they are a regular human being, but they're not on our level or tax bracket. So stop. So people need to stop acting like they are. That's just my point. That's just me. Am I totally wrong? Maybe. I don't know. Let me know. Let me know if I trigger you by saying things like this. You know where to find me on everything. I'm at La Crystal Rosas. This next story, I do not want to report because it hurts my soul to talk about this. But if you're going to do the crime, you got to be prepared to do the time. And I feel bad for Aunt Becky. I feel bad for Thea Becky from Full House, Lori Loughlin. I told you guys I'm going to keep giving you guys updates because this is just such an incredible story to me. I'm still not over the fact that all these rich people got caught up for canoodling, but that's not the word, for weaseling their kids' ways into these, quote, elite colleges. So you guys know that Lori Loughlin, she was sentenced to prison, you guys. Oh my goodness. That gives me the heebie-jeebies, like the thought of prison. And she's only been in there for 5 days. That was yesterday, so now it's 6. And according to a source, she's tried her best to be brave and look at the end result, but there was nothing that could dissipate her fears. It's only 2 months. She was in there for 2 months, but she is dreading it. Her mind keeps telling her that something will go horribly wrong in prison or that her stay could be prolonged. You guys, what the heck? This is so crazy. You know where she is? Do you guys know where freaking Aunt Becky is in jail right now in prison? She's in Dublin, y'all. That is like 20 minutes from where I live. She is in Dublin, California. And it's actually like one of the nicest prisons like in California. The Dublin prison offers inmates comfortable amenities. Did I say that right? Amenities. Including workout classes, Pilates, yoga, guitar theory. Like I said, yeah, she is sentenced to 2 months. Her husband, Massimo, you guys see Massimo at Target. Like when you guys see the brand Massimo, that's him. He has to serve 5 months in prison. And yeah, it's been, like I said, 5 days. She's dreading it. She's having a lot of anxiety in there like any of us would. But sorry, like I said, if you're going to do the crime, you got to do the time. And it just hurts because we all love Aunt Becky. Like, a lot of us grew up with her on Full House. I know that I did. And so knowing that she's struggling right now in prison sucks. But knowing that there's a lot of other kids that didn't get into these schools because of their merits, just because they didn't have money, not because of their merits, that sucks too. And do I think that this is going to stop? Absolutely not. I feel like in another 10 years, there's going to be another scandal like this. Because, yo, where there's money, like, money can get you anything in the world. And I said this when we were first reporting this. You got money, you can get away with anything. You can break any laws. Tickets don't mean nothing to you when you're speeding on the freeway. You can do a heinous crime and get out and bail, like, within that hour if you have money, which is just disgusting to me. And that's why we're all out here trying to make money. That's why I'm here trying to make money. No, not to break the law. But yes, money does give you freedom. Money does give you luxuries that the everyday person does not have. And it's up to you and every person on how you're going to use that money for good or if you're going to use that money for not good. And this is an example of, you know, you using your privilege and money for something that's not good and fair. And you get caught up for it and bada boom, bada bang, you're in Dublin. Doing Pilates and taking a yoga class and a guitar theory class 20 minutes from me. Yo, I want to know if I can do like, this sounds so privileged of me and like elitist. I was going to say, I don't even want to say anymore. I've done it before. I was going to ask if I could do like a prison tour. I've done a prison tour before when I was a San Leandro police explorer. You guys know that I wanted to be a cop. Like I was was kind of considered a cadet, but it's a police explorer. Like how funny does that sound? Was it like Russ from the Disney Pixar movie Up, an explorer? Yeah, I was a San Leandro police explorer because I wanted to be a secret agent. I wanted to be in the CIA. And I heard that to be in the CIA, you had to be in the streets for 10 years as a cop. So in high school, I became a police explorer. And we did do a tour of a prison, and it was scary. It wasn't Santa Rita. I forgot what. It might have been Santa Rita. I don't remember what prison it was. I just remember that it was scary. And I was like, ooh, I never want to be here. I do have family members that have been in prison. I have family members that have gone deported as well. And it's funny because growing up, my dad would take me to go visit them. One of my family members was in the Oakland prison right there, like right off the freeway. And then one of my female family members was, I don't remember where she was. But what's funny is that she would tell me that she was in school to be a security in a police. And she would tell me that she was going to get out and like be my security guard. I was young and I didn't even know that like this person was in prison, was in jail. And it was like when I went to visit her, like, man, I was so young. So I remember being excited to visit her and my uncle too, because I like loved them, right? And my dad and mom would take me, and I'm like, oh yeah, we're gonna go visit, you know, our family. And I was just so naive. Like, even though in the movies you see like talking through the phone, like one of my family members, I had to talk through the phone. We had to only talk through the phone. And the other family member, we actually got to physically visit and see and like hug and stuff. And I remember the family member that I would talk through the phone, even though you see stuff like that on the TV, like I didn't really think that they were in prison. And my family member, or jail, I don't really know the difference still. And the other family member that was in the prison that I was able to physically see, it was like fun. Like we would go to the vending machine and get snacks. Oh my God. And then like we would play. I think they had a play place. If I remember, they had a place for kids to play too. Man, like that's so crazy. That's so crazy to me that I really did have that experience. And that was during the time that they were really, remember how the government really cracked down on the war on crime, the war on drugs. And a lot of minorities got long prison sentences for very minute, violations. And a lot of our people, you guys, a lot of our Mexicanos, a lot of our Latinos, a lot of our Black brothers and sisters, a lot of our Asian Pacific Islander brothers and sisters were put away. And if they were immigrants, deported for things like that. We are still dealing with the consequences of the war on crime that began in the Reagan era, peaked and continued in the Clinton era, and followed along after that. So just very interesting. I wonder how it would be to go visit Aunt Becky. If I could do that. Do any of y'all work there? Is that like dumb of me to try to say and do? I think my privilege is showing. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to offend people. But yeah, no joke. That is not a joke. Prison is not the place to be. Have you guys seen those? Like, there's documentaries on Netflix and other streaming services where it's like, you know, locked up or whatever. And it is not cute. Like, it is. Don't do things that are illegal to try to get you in jail, please. Like, it is not the place to be. The prison guards treat you awfully a lot of the time, awful a lot of the time. I've seen videos like on Instagram and Snapchat of people in jail who like have to make ramen noodles in their sink. And it is just not like the food, buying stuff from the vending machines in prison and jail is so expensive. It is just not the business. So young kids, if you're hearing this, or if you have, you know, family or friends that are kind of getting into, you know, bad groups or getting into illegal things, definitely tell them to think twice, because getting locked up is not the way to go. Advocate for going to school. I think community colleges now are free. I know San Francisco City College is free now. Shoot, take some online classes, yo. I think you have to be a resident there or something. But yeah, just try to get your education on. Try to get a trade if you're young. Encourage the young people to get into trades or to get their education on, because, you know, doing things illegally is just not the way that anyone really wants to live. And that's what I'm going to say about all of that. Period. So that story is up, lacrystalrosas.com. Some other interesting things. You know how some of you guys, have the whole phenomenon of working from home to me is just still so intriguing and interesting. Like, I love picking my friends' brains about how they're working from home, because it's just like if you're working from home, like, where do you draw the line? Like, what are you wearing? Like, aren't you just eating all the time? Like, I remember the 2 weeks that I worked from home, like, it was just a hot mess. Like, after that, like, I was thankful that I had the opportunity to do it, but I was just like, no, I'd rather come into the station, because I'm just very distracted at home. I would get distracted cuddling with Frappy, cleaning the house, walking over to my parents' house. Like, it was just too much, and I felt like I wasn't giving my all to work. I feel like I was kind of, like, half bootying it at work, and I don't like that. Like, I like giving my all to things, and I felt like when I was at home, because the equipment isn't as good at home than it is here at work, it just, the vibe was off. The vibe was off. But I know that some people who have to work from home are getting, like, tracked or monitored by their bosses. And I mean, as someone who is now starting my own business on the side and developing my own things, I do understand that. Like, you definitely want to keep track of your employees and what they're doing, because people be taking advantage sometimes. Raise your hand if you've ever taken advantage of your job. I'm gonna raise my hand. And that's not, like, fair, you know, to your employer who is expecting you to do a job. So I totally get it. However, sometimes, like, bosses be having you do projects that are so pointless, or they don't listen to you, or they don't respect you. They micromanage you when you don't need to be. And I got wind that there are some employees that have to be monitored while they're working by their mouse, like the movement of their mouse, or how many calls that they're on, or even webcams, like your children, like you're in school and you have to be monitored by an adult. Like, what the heck was the point of school if you're going to just treat us like children when we're working for you? But there's this chick who found a brilliant way to, quote, stay online while not really online to trick your bosses. So go check out the video, lacrystalrosas.com. What she basically does is get one of those tall fans that spins. You know, those fans that go bzzz, bzzz, and they tilt one way or another. So she got that mask. And then she got her face. Did I say mask? She got the fan. She got that fan. She, like, swooped her blue face mask, like a COVID face mask, the blue, like, disposable nurse ones. She swooped that around it. She got her mouse and kind of put it, like, in between that. And the face mask kind of makes a little hammock so that the mouse is moving along with the fan, so that the mouse is constantly moving. So in this case, their boss is tracking their movement of the mouse, right? It's not a webcam or anything, but by having the mouse move back and forth, it seems to their boss or employer that they are actually doing something productive when they're out here taking a nap, eating hot Cheetos, doing whatever they want to do. Brilliant. Brilliant. I love it. Don't get caught up. I was talking to my mom about that, and she was like, yeah, they're going to catch on eventually. Like, people can catch on to that quick. Yeah, people are smart. Employers are smart, and they do catch on. But I just thought that was brilliant. And I love when people find hacks for things or try to find smart ways for things. Like, that was my move in college, is like, how can I do when I was in college? And do not follow my footsteps. Like, if you are in college, you should definitely, if you're paying for that and investing in that, get your education on. But when I was in college for me was just a back burner, because I was out here hustling and working at my career, which was me working here at Wild 94.9, interning here at Wild 94.9. So I really did not care to retain information that I learned in college. And I did everything I could to try to cheat and just pass fly by, because I just did not care. Like, I was very privileged and lucky that I had the luxury of doing that, of having, you know, being able to be in school, but also working at my career at the same time. And lucky for me, a little after I had graduated, things did pick up for me here at the station. So I'm thankful for that. However, I would do everything I could to pass these dang classes. I would You know, a good thing, because I was talking to my trainer today, you guys, I'd be working out. I have a personal trainer. Shout out to Daniel Gutierrez. Go follow him. He's all over my Instagram. I have a highlight that says fitness. That's him right there. I mean, he's telling me how he's, you know, in classes right now. He's in college. And it began too much sometimes. And especially since he's also working full time with his fitness business, that it's tough to be in school and run a business. And I was telling him one big thing that I learned way late in college is that you really want to get close to your professors and hit up those office hours and utilize those, because sometimes like your professors are not going to give you study guides. And for me, the only way I was really able to pass tests and stuff is if I had a study guide. But if you go to the office hours of these professors, you can talk to them or email them, especially since a lot of them are virtual or just email now, and be like, hey, listen, you know, I'm going over the material. I really want to pass this class. I want to do well on the test. Can you give me direction on what I should be highlighting and studying and focusing on for this test? Can you give me any type of like somewhat of a study guide for what I can expect on the test? You know, and a lot of the times these professors are going to be nice. And if you keep, like, I'm going to say bothering them and hitting them up and being homies with them, then they're going to see that you want to pass and you want to succeed and that you're putting an effort, and they're going to want to help you. So that's one trick, is making sure that when you pick teachers and professors that do give study guides. And for that, you can find that out at ratemyprofessor.com. which basically rates your professors and tells you which ones are good, which ones are bad, yada, yada, yada. So use that if you're studying it in college or just taking classes. Use Rate My Professor, and also hit up your teachers, email them often to try to see what you can focus on for the tests, because obviously you need to get good grades on the tests, and ask them if they can give you a study guide or if they can, you know, lead you in the path, a narrower path of what to focus on for tests. That's one little hack that by the end of my college journey, I was able to utilize that, and that's how I was able to pass a lot. And talk to your classmates. Hit up your classmates. A lot of the times you have discussions and stuff. Your classmates that you see like have girthy discussions and are eloquent and really understand stuff, hit them up. Hit them up and ask them like questions. Be like, hey, loved your post. Like, you're really grasping the information. You know, what are you doing to, get these answers? Like, a lot of the times you just got to ask for help and people are there to help you. That's what I learned. So try doing that, okay? All right. I think that's it for that, for sharing the cheese, man. Go check out that video. There's also this adorable video. Like, I couldn't help but laugh, but it's also kind of sad. This little girl, she lost her pet guinea pig and she had a serious funeral for it. And I was like dying at how funny it looked, but also like I feel bad for that gerbil. So, the guinea pig. RIP to the little guinea pig. And I felt bad for the little girl, but it is hecka funny. Go check that out. A ver qué más. Oh yeah, this guy went to an Apple store and he set off all the alarms, and it's just so awkward but hecka funny. Go check that out. And of course, I got to interview the Bay's own Saweetie.
Hey, what's up? It's Saweetie getting loud with Crystal Rosas on Wild 94.9.
She is so lit. And her grandma was in the room when I was interviewing her, so I got to say hi and give a shout out to grandma, and it was so fun. So go check that out, lacrystalrosas.com. Now there it is, y'all, another episode of Crystal's Nightcap. Thanks so much for hanging out. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe, share this podcast with your friends if you're really liking it. Rate my podcast 5 stars. It really helps to get my name up on the algorithm, and leave a nice little comment that helps as well. You can add me in any comments or questions, concerns. Hit me on all socials at La Crystal Rosas. We have our own Instagram. It's at Crystal's Nightcap, where anything I post on my close friends on my regular Instagram, I'll just post right there for y'all. Because you guys are my close friends. Like, duh. A ver qué más. Yes, I'm live on Wild 94.9, Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight, on your radio in San Francisco or on the free iHeartRadio app. You guys, I added another market. I'm now also in Greensboro, North Carolina. Never been there, but I want to go because I'm on the radio there now. So I am on there on the weekends. I'm also on in Austin, Texas, Tucson, Arizona, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Fresno, California, Riverside, California, Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. And I think that's it. But yeah, now that makes 7-8 stations I'm on. So crazy. That would not be happening if it wasn't for y'all. So thank you. I love you so much. You can listen to me on any of those cities on the free iHeartRadio app. I have a vlog up. Every single Wednesday, I pop out a new vlog on YouTube, and this time, I was JoJo Siwa for a day. I was the YouTuber JoJo Siwa, and I ended up winning a $500 Halloween twerk costume contest. So that vlog is up on the site, lacrystalrosas.com. I think that is it. I'm probably missing something, but it's fine. Thank you so much. I love, love, love you, and I'll see you on the next one. Mwah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.